The room is hot, and the air is thick and humid. Outside, the city is starting to quiet down, but the soft sound of jazz from the bar next door still pours in through the open window. The room is mostly bare, except for a few cushions and blankets scattered across the wooden floor, and two lamps giving off a warm glow behind us. Incense smoke curls into the air, filling the room with a spicy, earthy smell, and throwing dancing shadows against the walls. It's just the three of us here, connecting body, mind, and soul. We're sitting cross-legged in a circle on the worn wood floor, our knees almost touching. Me, Sophia, and you. We're all naked, as we must be to call upon the goddess. We have to be vulnerable, honest, and open. I know you're a little nervous about this ritual. I reach over and give your knee a light squeeze. Ready?
I think so.
You'll enjoy this, trust me.
This ritual is a rite of passage for all witches who wish to join our coven. Experienced members of the coven must be part of every entry ritual to show the goddess that we have tested you in all the earthly ways and want you to join us. Together, the three of us will call upon the goddess of light. The one who wishes to join must ask for her blessing. She will answer either with pleasure or pain. If she's pleased with you and deems you worthy, she will flood your body with pleasure. But if she thinks you unworthy, well, it isn't pretty. I can still vividly remember the night of my ritual. I had three orgasms in a row. I've never felt pleasure like that before. We join hands, and you begin.
Goddess of light, I call upon you.
You're powerful, more powerful than most. But unlike a lot of the young witches that come through our door, you haven't realized it yet. I can feel your power from here, rolling off of you in waves. It washes over me, and my whole body prickles with desire. I try to keep my personal desires separate from rituals and spells we perform, but you look so beautiful right now, with the dim light casting shadows on your face. You tilt your head back, shut your eyes, and breathe deeply. I watch a small bead of sweat trickle down between your firm breasts. That was quick. The goddess heard your call and responded almost immediately. That's rare.
Whoa.
Your lips move just slightly, silently. I wonder what you and the goddess are saying to one another, how you're working your magic on her. Are you painting beautiful images with your words? Are you making promises? Pleading with her to allow you to join us? It makes the sacred place between my thighs throb to think of my own pleasure ritual, all those moons ago.
The goddess seems pleased.
Sophia looks just as captivated by you as I am. She's incredibly beautiful too, and powerful. But she's not you. Your chest rises and falls a little faster now. Your fingers dig into my palms. Whatever decision the goddess has made, she's about to let us know. Oh, what was that? I look across at Sophia and she catches my eye. I can tell from the look on her face that she feels it too. This has never happened before. The goddess is sharing her light with Sophia and I, too. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. Your hand grasps onto my inner thigh. Oh, fuck. Pleasure courses through my body, radiating from where your hand needs me. Oh my god.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
Your body is thrown back against the cushions as though you've been pushed. I move towards you, and Sophia does the same. Your fists tighten on the blanket beneath you, gripping and tugging at it as the pleasure takes over you. We're both drawn to you like magnets. Your body is calling to us, begging us to touch you. My hands glide up your thighs. The feel of your skin under my hands is electric. Power courses through and between us. Your hand tangles in Sophia's hair as she bends forward and kisses you passionately. Her fingers trail over your breasts, tugging and teasing your nipples. You arch your back, moaning against her mouth. It's like I can feel what you're feeling. As I watch her hands on your breasts, I can feel her touch against my own body. Oh. I have never experienced anything like this before. The world outside is completely forgotten as we fall into each other. I settle between your legs with my hands gripping your thighs. I lean forward, bringing my face close to your sweet, musky pussy. Oh, fuck. You smell incredible. I have to taste you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.